I love to listen within. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. I love to listen within. If the truth is known, all of us love to listen within. We love to cuddle up with our inner self in meditation, in dreaming, in walking, meditating along, thinking about all the wonderful things we think about. We smell the roses, we look at the beautiful trees, we look at all of the creation about us and this beautiful relative world that is so exciting. But I love to listen within. Oh, I see outwardly what's going on, but I love to listen within. Now, what do I see when I listen within? What do I know when I listen within? What do I hear? What is there? What is there in that world that I see and know and hear that when I listen within? Do I see and know and hear everything that exists? Are there things hidden? Are only the great intellectual scientists able to pursue the hidden facts of nature, of physics, of the universe? Are only they able to understand or even know that they exist, these wonderful things out in the world? Oh, they're exciting. Oh, indeed they're exciting. They're exciting because of one thing. They're exciting because we think we do not know the answer. And as long as we think we do not know the answer, we will be very Johnny-come-lately finding the answer. We will find the answer only after great searching, if then. These great scientists who spend their lifetime searching for information about the stars, the galaxies, about how matter is created and destroyed, how life is brought forth on Earth, how all of these wonderful things that go on in this beautiful human planet of ours, this human life of ours, this human world of ours, this relative universe of ours. Oh, it is exciting. But, you know, you have to stop and think. Back in the days of the Aztecs, as they were living in their primitive society, they had a clock that, and a calendar that to this day is not only adequate, but perfect. They read the stars, the moon, the sun. They read the planets. They read the universe. They listened within themselves and found the answers to many questions that we probe today and don't come up with because we aren't willing to look at what they have brought and given to us out of the freedom of their listening within, which is true. Oh, little by little we're coming to appreciate it. Not all of it's true, of course. There were blind leaders, there were blind students of the universe who looked outwardly only and were confused by what they saw and put that confusion on paper. But there were the geniuses. There were those who did not need to explain anything. They just gave us the facts, gave us the expression of what's going on out in that universe of ours. What is going on in the inner universe of ours that we want to know about? What is the inner cause of all these things, the inner expression? Truly, there is no cause within us. There's only the revelation and the expression of what's within us. For everything already exists. Everything already has its beginning and end. Everything already has its completion. And ours is the delight to be aware of it. We can be aware of it at any point in its expression, whether we're at its beginning, its middle, its end, or wherever we choose to be. We are there because things just flow in a pattern. And they're ideal, they're everlasting, and they're everlasting because in 1,000 years, in 1,000,000 years, thinkers will be thinking thoughts that we thought today, and that we thought through to a conclusion, and we brought them to understanding in our consciousness because we listened within. They will be listening within, and they will have forgotten what we know. They'll be like we of the Aztecs, who pay little attention to the genius that they expressed, to the wonderful work done on the pyramids in Egypt, pyramids all over the world, representing infinite, unique knowledge, listening within. Oh, we could talk about many cultures and many previous cultures that lived on the face of the earth and how they brought forth knowledge and wisdom out of listening within. But we would do better to enjoy right now, listening within right now, taking a moment to be still and saying, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know it already exists. I know. Now I accept that I know it. And I know it. Whatever it is you choose to know, you can be a scientist with great information available to you on many areas. And as you listen within, these things are verified, or you're told it's quite different than what you thought it was. But the truth is revealed to you. You know that you know that you know, and it is known to you because all is known right now in all areas of life, in all the expression of the relative world, in all the expression of the absolute world, in all the expression of the divine world. Now, when you listen within, you find the truth from the divine world. When you listen outside of yourself, you find the experiences of the relative world, and they're supportive of many of your concepts and many of your ideas, but you don't get the whole story. You only get a partial story. You only get a partial awareness of the illumination that's available to you. For when you listen outwardly, you hear what other people are thinking, what other people are cogitating into their consciousness as real. They're thinking it to be real because it came to them. But they were looking to outer sources. They were tending to outer sources of information. And those outer sources of information were limited. They're not right or wrong, but they're limited. In a way, they might be wrong, but they're limited. And only when we look at the inner source, at the inner within us, do we find the true, everlasting, real, reliable information that never fails. I love listening within, because when I listen within, I feel a peace. I feel a contentment. I feel that all is right with the world. I feel everything is good and beautiful right now. When I listen within, I am not the actor on the scene. I am the scene itself. I am the realization itself. I am the reality itself. I am the fulfillment itself. I am that I am. These words are not accidentally spoken by philosophers and great thinkers throughout the ages. I am that I am. I am. Let go and let the divine in you reveal itself. These are not strange and unnecessary phrases that are given to us. They represent the pattern, the program, the expression, how by our listening within, we have revealed to us what already exists. We're not fighting to find a new pathway to the stars. We're just opening the inner reservoir within us, the inner doorway within us that tells us that we are that pathway. We are the star. We're not going to the star. The star is within us. We're not being aware of the star. The star is within us. And we are aware that that star is within us. We are aware that we are the allness. And we are aware that the star is the allness. We are aware that all that is beautiful and good. All that is fantastic and glorious and wonderful. All that is and ever will be is forever and ever. And it's a glorious, good, and a fantastic expression. It is marvelous. Are you ready for such an experience? Are you ready to walk into that path of your inner self and listening within? Are you ready? You do it all the time, but you don't pay attention to it. You oftentimes say and think to yourself, oh, that's too good to be true. It's too good to be true to just say the food is on the table now, to read the life and teachings of the masters of the Far East, and to read about Emile's mother. She's going to serve a large banquet to a large group of her friends. And there's an empty room, not a table, no chair. And she says, let's see, I think I'll have comfortable chairs. And so she has beautiful, overstuffed, comfortable chairs. And then she has a glorious table that is endless, and a beautiful cloth over the table. And on the table are lovely golden and porcelain and crystal goblets and plates and golden knives and forks, everything, the finest, the most glorious, because these are for her guests. These are for people she wants to entertain and let them feel that they are the greatest. And then when it comes time for them to sit at the table, they reach out to take their empty goblet, and instantly it fills up as they are taking it to their mouth. And the fluid is the most glorious, mind-blowing fluid they could ever have dreamed of. Not alcoholic or not hallucinogenic, but it is the most tasty, beautiful fluid that makes them just feel good throughout their entire body. It penetrates every area of their being, and they say, oh, wow, ooh, I haven't had a taste like this that I can remember when. And of course, that they had the taste at all now means that they had it before, and they do remember when. And then they eat the food. And she has the food served instantly as they reach the service plate. Whatever they want. It's family service. And they reach out and take what they want. An abundance, never-ending plates full of food, full of delicious, perfectly prepared foods, ideal for the guests. And when the banquet is over and the party is over and the discussion is over and it's time to put everything away, Emile's mother does not labor. She snaps her finger or some silly thing like that and says, and so it is. And everything is back where it was. Everything is clean as a whistle, orderly. If she has a cupboard, they're put there properly, but she probably doesn't need a cupboard because out of the infinite, these things reveal to her and they return to the infinite. And when she wants them again, she calls them forth. Perhaps she calls forth a different hue because maybe she feels that a different substance is more fitting to this next group of people. Or maybe that's the first and last meal that she ever gives. And the rest she goes on to adventures in her life. Adventures in her inner thought. Whatever she can believe and conceive in her mind takes place in her world because it already has taken place. And she lives in that glory that is hers. We read about these people and we think, oh, truly that's not right. That can never have happened. That is not true. Well, it is, believe me. Anything that you can think, anything you can dream of, anything you can imagine in the craziest, farthest out of your imagination already exists and already is there waiting for you to enjoy if you choose. But you have to make the choice to say, I choose to enjoy it. And then it's before you. Because if you didn't say, I choose to enjoy it, you know what would happen? Everything in the universe is already yours and standing right in front of you, and you would have a very crowded consciousness with making choices on these things. So, you just play a game at a time. You're going to serve a meal. You're going to work at a computer. You're going to write a book. I like the way one of the books are written. They think they're going to write a book. They have the idea in their mind. It's already complete. So then they say, okay, so it is. And they speak their word, and then the little machine that sits in front of them, like a little computer or just an iPod or iPad, it sits there in front of them, and they say, okay, I'd like to have a beautiful golden color for the cover, and I'd like to have dynamically blue printing on it to spell out the title of the book, and I'd like to have everything done perfectly as my mind has already conceived it. And so, book, there's the book right in front of you. You hold it in your hands. You open it brand new, just off of that machine. And then you say, okay, we need 5 million copies of this book. I'd like one in every home in North America. I'd like one in every home here and there. There are how many billions of people on the face of the earth? 7 billion people? Okay, we have 7 billion copies of the book. But some of the people are little people and they're not yet reading. Some of the people are senile people and they're not yet reading. And so we say, whoever touches that book, instantly all the knowledge of that book is presently in that person who touched the book. We know people who could lay their head on a book and sleep and wake up in the morning with verbal totality of that what's in that book. These things are not impossible. They're unusual. They're rare. But they're rare and unusual only because you have not listened within and called forth the genius that's there. Others have not listened within and called forth the genius. How many thousands and millions and billions of people have called forth that genius within them? And when they finished with the book, they released it and it was gone. Maybe they never needed to have the book at all. The book was just a talking book in their consciousness. And at their leisure, the book read itself through their consciousness. They absorbed it. And perhaps they just laid their hand on the book. And instantly the book, information and knowledge and wisdom, page for page, page number by page number, line by line, word by word, is in their consciousness and they have it. This is not foolishness. This is done by some people. It could be done by all. How many of you are magicians? How many of you are David Copperfield? Can anybody do what David Copperfield does? Surely. Do you want to? No. Because it takes a step, a leap in faith, a reach forward beyond what you're presently doing. And what you're presently doing is sort of the bottom rung of the ladder. And now we can reach to the stars because we listen within. And as we listen within, all that we could ever dream of knowing is revealed to us completely, totally, fully, wonderfully, beautifully, fantastically right now. But I listen within and the magic of the universe is revealed to me. I listen within and the divine in me, linked with the divine of the universe, one as all. But I pretend I'm separate, but I'm not really separate. I'm one as all. And as one as all, I know all. I enjoy all. I experience all. And life is beautiful, glorious, fantastic, right now. And I'm so happy about that. Join me in this wonderful journey, this wonderful adventure, this wonderful experience of living in the all, knowing the all, listening within. And while listening within, knowing that as I listen within, I am the center of the universe. I am the circumference of the universe. I am the allness of the universe. I am me. I am divine, and all is known to me right now, right where I am in every beautiful way, because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, and that's all it's all about. And nothing else really makes any difference at all. I listen within, because that's where everything is for me. Will you join me listening within and find that That's where it's all for you too. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. With all my heart and soul and being, I love you.